USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senators touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, perhaps by Wednesday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has voted to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill and bring debate on the substitute amendment to an end. I repeat that Democrats are ready and willing to vote on additional amendments to the bill before moving to final passage. Once again, that will require the cooperation of our Republican colleagues. I hope they will cooperate so we can move more quickly. Otherwise, we'll proceed by the book and finish the bill.
The United Nations released a report Monday that co-author Linda Mearns, a senior climate scientist at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says, "I don't see any place that is safe, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide." End quote. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States Postal Service is going to intentionally slow down the mail. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The USPS finalized a plan to slow down some first-class deliveries starting October 1st as part of an effort to cut costs. The plan proposed by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy in March will revise the existing 1 to 3 day service standards to 1 to 5 days. The Postal Service saying that 61% of the first class mail would remain at its current standard. The federal agency saying delivery standards would be slower for about 7% of periodicals. DeJoy predicting in March that the Delivering for America plan would cut about $160 billion of the projected losses over the next decade. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The United States beat out China in the gold medal count at the Tokyo Olympics. Final count was 39-38. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Schools in COVID-19. A major school union is demanding a vaccine mandate, while others are taking a scientific approach. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new school year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both staff and students. The former commissioner of the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps, but we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence.
The United States Olympic teams have defeated China in total gold medals at the Tokyo Games, 39-38. The United States was the only country to reach triple digits in total medal count with 113. The 2024 Summer Olympics will be in Paris, France. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.